Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. Two women in their 70s are dead after police say they were struck by vehicles in two separate incidents. KYW's Sunny Morgan has the details.
Officials say the first incident happened just after 5 p.m. at the intersection of 54th and Lancaster Avenue in Overbrook. A 77-year-old woman was hit by a black Infiniti with a Delaware license plate printed on paper, according to police. Authorities say the car then reversed and fled south, dropping off a woman at a pizza shop on 56th and Girard Avenue. The woman was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead a short time later. The Infiniti has front-end damage, according to police, and they're asking anyone with information to call the Crash Investigation Division. Police say a 72-year-old woman was hit 2 hours later on Ryan Avenue, a block off Frankfort Avenue in Northeast Philly. It happened just after 7:30 when officials say a Dodge Ram hit the woman while she was crossing the street. They say the driver then fled the scene. She was taken to the hospital in critical condition, but police say she died Saturday morning. Officers located the Dodge Ram 10 minutes away in Oxford Circle and arrested the driver for DUI. They say upgraded charges are pending further investigation. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police now investigating a shooting early this morning in North Philly. It left three young men injured. Authorities say this happened near 5th Street and Erie Avenue around 3 a.m. Police got wind of this after a 21-year-old man arrived at a hospital with four gunshot wounds to the back. Shortly after that, they say two other men, a 20-year-old and 24-year-old, arrived at another hospital with gunshot wounds throughout their bodies. Authorities did not give a status on any of these shooting victims, and they also do not have any possible suspects at this time. Philadelphia's career and technical programs have added a new skill to the curriculum, driving. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
As with so much else, Philadelphia public school students face extra hurdles in getting a driver's license. More than a quarter of city households don't have a car, and busy streets can be intimidating for learners.
There are a lot of barriers that sometimes kids in the suburbs aren't experiencing that we've got to help our young people with.
Superintendent Tony Watlington says that's why he's grateful that private funders, including the Bellwether District, are sponsoring a pilot driver's ed program so that CTE students who've trained for jobs after high school can get to the jobs and qualify for transportation-based careers, such as equipment operator. At a city council ceremony thanking the funders, Councilman Anthony Phillips said the whole city could benefit.
A lot of our neighbors have been complaining about how people are driving, and so if they learn early how to properly drive, we may be able to ensure the safety of our residents.
The school district reports 75 students have already completed the instruction program, 50 have scheduled the written test for their learner's permit, and a few have already passed and are driving with supervision. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9.
Pennsylvania officials warning of a new scam they say is trending. In this scheme, fraudsters send medical equipment and then bill patients and or Medicare for it. Here is Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Authorities say seniors are being sent medical equipment like wheelchairs and oxygen machines, which are prescribed by a healthcare professional. And then either they or Medicare are being billed so fraudsters can make quick cash. The state's attorney general warns people to be vigilant. If you've never discussed getting a medical item with your doctor, don't pay the bill and report the suspicious mail. Officials say consistently check Medicare claims and report any suspicious activity by calling 1-800-MEDICARE or filling out a form on the AG's website. It's also the time of open enrollment for many programs. There may be more calls and offers, but they warn to never give out personal information over the phone. Authorities say they are investigating the scam and urge people to contact the Attorney General if they believe they've fallen victim. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Wrapping up this Black Cannabis Week with a two-day conference at Temple University. It highlights the disparity in Black ownership of legal marijuana businesses across the country. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
The cannabis industry is growing, but less than 2% of cannabis businesses across the country are Black-owned. That's the main focus of the week, led by the Diasporic Alliance for Cannabis Opportunities. Co-founder Sharon Perry-Thomas says the Commonwealth is missing out by only having a medical marijuana program in place.
Pennsylvania is surrounded by states that have a recreational or an adult use program. Because of that, the state is losing revenue.
Black Cannabis Week started about 5 years ago and culminates with their Cannabis Opportunities Conference at Temple University in partnership with Senator Sharif Street. Thomas says the goal is diversity in the cannabis industry and to empower Black communities to move towards social political change.
The highlight has been our multi-state tour ending up in Philadelphia at a two-day free conference that would include opportunities in careers, the expungements.
They continue to push for inclusive licensing, access to funding opportunities, and passage of adult use legislation in Pennsylvania. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.